Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn with me this morning to 1 Samuel, the second chapter, 1 Samuel 2. And I have on my heart to begin a series this morning, something that is very important to me, and I believe to the Lord, something that is a big part of my heart. If you understand some of this, you'll have a lot of insight into me. And I believe something that's important to the Lord Himself. And it is the honor of God. The honor of God. You'll find the honor of God and the glory of God very closely connected. In fact, some of the words mean virtually the same thing. And the glory of God is a manifestation of His power, His presence, but His presence is a manifestation of all that He is. And when you understand honor, you understand a lot about Him. How many understand God is honorable? I mean, anything in this earth that has any smacking of honor got it from Him. And His glory, His gloriousness, and His honor are interconnected. When you experience His glory, you're experiencing His honor and all that He is intrinsically. His essence, if you will. I know as a boy, even in grade school, and in junior high and beyond, I was drawn to certain kinds of things and didn't even know why. I enjoyed reading certain things historically and novels that were about Native Americans and tribal things. And I enjoyed reading things about ancient Orient and Japan. And then, of course, my dad put me in a martial arts school when I was 10, so that added to that. But didn't understand what it was that I was drawn to. But looking back now, it was honor. It was things that one warrior to another and one tribe to another in their dealings, there were things that had some parts of honor to them. And that's really what I was being drawn to. And then when I really began to get into the Word and begin reading the Bible and got into the Old Testament, and I read about David and his mighty men, and I read about Gideon, and I read about different ones, and oh, it was answering what my soul had been hungry for, the honor of God. And of course, the ultimate expression of the honor and glory of God is the Son of God, Jesus, the Word manifest in the flesh, love manifest in the flesh, honor and glory manifested in the flesh. Did Jesus carry Himself and conduct Himself honorably? Yes. Did He deal with all men in honor? Yes. Oh my, He's my hero. Is He yours? Yes. Well, read with me in this text that we'll be looking at. And you know, when you come to church, don't just sit down after the music and offering and wait to be entertained. Be active in your spirit, yes. Right? You know, utterance that comes through the ministry gifts is greatly affected by the hearers. Did you know that? You know, the Apostle Paul told individuals different times, he said, I would have gotten into this and I would have gotten into that, but you couldn't hear it. Well, that's not what you want. There's been some places I've gone to, of course, I've traveled a lot for years, and some churches I've gone to, and I was there for a week and never could get out what I had on my heart. Somebody says, what do you mean? Why didn't you just give it to them? Not supposed to. The Bible says, don't cast that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine. He's not just calling people dogs and pigs. A pig has no appreciation for a pearl. They don't know the difference between a pearl and a rock, a pebble. Is that right? Amen. And a dog don't know the difference between holy and unholy. You may think yours does, but I doubt it. You say, my dog's saved. Well, I still don't know how much discernment your dog has. Dogs are pretty carnal. Anyway, do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody does not have ears to hear something, you shouldn't try to push it off on them. That includes your kinfolks. If they don't want to hear your revelations, if they don't want to hear you preaching about Jesus, then don't push it off on them. When you can see it in their eyes, they're bored, they don't want to hear what you're saying, shut up. I mean it. Elsewise, you'll actually harden them to the gospel. And in rejecting you, they don't realize they're rejecting something beyond you. And people are not always ready for you. Sometimes it's somebody else that they'll listen to, especially when it's family. So if they don't want to hear you, ask the Lord to send laborers across their path, the ones He knows they'll listen to. And they might say the same thing you've been trying to say, and they come back and say, oh, isn't this wonderful? They told me, you thought, well, I've been trying to tell you that for 20 years. No, just smile and go, thank God. Amen. Everybody say honor. Honor. Are you interested in this?
Yes.
So believe with me, right? Believe with me for utterance and for you to hear, because these things are very, very precious. I'd like to get into as much of it as possible. And that'll depend some on the hearers. In 1 Samuel... and the second chapter, the 30th verse, just the latter part, says, them that honor me, I will honor. Who's talking here? God Himself. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let me read it again. Them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Can you count on it that if you honor God, He will honor you? Do you believe it'd be a great thing for the Lord to honor you? You do understand that any success that you've enjoyed, financial and material blessings on your life, you being healed when somebody else was not, you being allowed to be used in the things of God in different areas, all of that is Him honoring you. You know, we have a little different view of some things, maybe than some churches or some groups do. And sometimes people have been taken a little aback by it. I consider every aspect of church service to be a privilege. Amen. And if somebody acts like, well, we're just doing you a great favor by showing up, and you are to make much of us and, you know, rub our feathers and keep us happy or we won't keep coming, then they're about to be gone.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Because it is a privilege to come and sit in here and hear the Word of God.
Yes.
And to come in here and worship God for me and for you.
Yes.
It's a privilege. Amen. And I don't owe you anything, and you don't owe me anything as far as the things of God. We all owe God our complete thanksgiving and heart. And anything the Lord had asked us to do is a privilege. You know, you got to watch about this phrase, that's not my ministry. You ever heard that one? That's not my ministry. Because sometimes we've had people, you know, fill out forms for us too and say, boy, we just want to help with anything, just anything. And we call them on something and they go, well, not that. I don't want to do that. And then they wonder why we don't call them again for a long time. Now that's quiet. Did you hear how quiet it got? That's quiet. Oh, I said, boy, you better watch it, Brother Keith. You may lose somebody, and they may lose some blessings.
That's right.
See, this goes both ways.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What if they're a big giver? God will bring three bigger than them in. Now, see, I didn't start this yesterday. And I am no politician. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know a good friend of mine. Just relax now. It's going to be okay. A good friend of mine down south of here has had a wonderful church for a number of years. And he had a fellow in his church that was by far the biggest giver. And I mean, the fellow was very, very wealthy. And he was half underwriting a lot of stuff with his giving, and which is wonderful. It's great. But the guy came in and said he needed to talk to the pastor. And he talked to him. And he said, well, he said, now, he said, this direction you're going and these things you're preaching, he said, you keep doing this. He said, I'm going to have to pull out. And he said, well, man, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, but I feel like I've heard from the Lord on this, what I'm preaching. And I mean, these things are scriptures, right, that we've been talking about. And the guy said, well, I don't care. He said, you continue with this. I'm going to pull out. He said, well, if you have to, you have to. But I can't tell you that I'm going to change this. And the guy said, well, I'm gone. My family's gone and their families are gone. And they pulled out. And he sat there in his chair in his study, and the guys were pulling out of the parking lot. And he said, Lord, biggest giver in my church just left. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, no, I'm still here. And he said, you know, it wasn't long. The Lord brought three in, just as strong as he was. Glory to God. See, sometimes, you see what I'm talking about, though? See, this fellow thought that they were privileged to have him. And he didn't realize how privileged he was to be able to have a part there.
Amen.
I mean, you see the same thing happen in families, don't you?
Uh-huh.
One member of the family or one couple in the family get a little more education or a little more money or something or success than the others. And they act like, you know, you ought to just be glad that we're your brother. Because, you know, you're just privileged to follow along on our coattails. No, no, it's a privilege to be a part of that family. It goes both ways. And you get to taking something for granted, you're in danger of losing it.
Amen.
You understand?
That's right.
And all this ties together because we're talking about honor. Honor. It's a privilege to be used of the Lord. I mean, if you're, you know, if you were up in heaven and if the golden streets got dusty, which I don't believe they do. But if they did, and I don't believe they do, and the Lord came by and said, here's a broom. Would you sweep this off for me? Would you say, well, Lord, that's not my ministry. Would you say that?
No.
I don't think you would. Well, if you shouldn't say it there, should you say it here?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.